Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast. I'm Keith Crosby, your host. In this podcast, we take a look at this crazy world around us through which we live and try to make sense of it through a lens of a biblical worldview using the Word of God. Today, I want to return to a previous discussion that we've had regarding pornography. In previous episodes, we've referred to pornography as slow motion suicide. We spoke about how to help people mechanically and logistically, and we've also spoken about the patience and perseverance required by both the porn addict and those who love them who are trying to help them. Well, today I want to take a look at the neurobiology of porn addiction. I'm sure most of us know how serious a problem this is, porn, but often I sense people really don't understand the damage that it does. And if you've listened to this podcast before, you know that our goal is to take and digest a very complicated issue or topic and distill it down to a digestible 15 to 20 minutes for your convenience. And so we do so from this biblical worldview, but today we'll also do so from more of a neurological, biological perspective as well. It's a serious and pervasive matter, porn addiction. In my era, access to porn was limited. You couldn't go online. There wasn't an internet. Somebody had to go to a store and purchase it, which involves no small degree of embarrassment and inconvenience, or you had to travel across down to the seedy parts of town to see some sort of perverted video or movie. Today, you can simply go online from the comfort of your home. Children are exposed to porn as young as 7 or 8 and develop a lifelong addiction because of this easy accessibility. So what's an addiction? An addiction is simply this. It's a very bad habit. It's a besetting sin. And there is both a moral and physiological aspect to this. Moral in that it involves a choice to do what we know is wrong or to expose somebody to something like this. And it's also moral because we engage as a consumer in a process that promotes human trafficking and child exploitation and the like. Use porn once and you're supporting these terrible, terrible things. And this gets into the fact that the wages of sin is indeed death, as we see in Romans 6:23, and as we see in James 1:13 through 15, that each person is carried away by their own desire, and when they let that desire have the full run, it brings forth death. Matter of fact, in verse 16, it says, don't kid yourselves about this. Do not be deceived about the progressive nature of sin, particularly sins like this. Now, in my reading, I read all kinds of stuff. I came across an article in the National Library of Medicine under the National Center of Biotechnology Information. I'll put a link in the show notes for you. The study was astounding, and it was brief and readable. And to be honest, I was researching the neurobiological effects of TikTok on the brain and not really looking into the porn thing. Yet, unsurprisingly, and maybe shockingly, I discovered the science indicates that addictions from TikTok, the addictions from opiates, meth, and porn are about the same, and they produce the same long-term effects on the human brain. Physical damage. Today, I'm just going to source and read from one article for you. And reading the article is interesting because, for some reason, it's obvious that the researchers don't wish to be canceled. I guess you could say there's grant money at stake. And so they're being very careful about talking about what we would call sexual sin. But let me just read a few quotes from the article and comment for you. In 2002, the article reads, a study on cocaine addiction demonstrated measurable volume loss in several areas of the brain, including the frontal lobes. Now, volume loss means this, that brain tissue shrinks, it dries up, it dies, leaving less brain than there was there before. Anyway, the brain doesn't grow back like hair after a haircut. When you lose brain tissue, you lose brain tissue. Now, the article remarks that both chemical and natural addictions affect critical parts of the brain that bring about or enable us to show personal restraint. These addictions harm the frontal lobe where the higher executive functions of the brains reside, like personality or filters or social awareness. This area regulates impulsiveness and restraint. The article goes on to say, in these syndromes, the underlying effect, reduced to its simplest description, is damage to the braking system of the brain. Now, I want you to listen closely to what comes next. It's particularly disturbing. These syndromes, are well known to clinical neuroscientists, especially neurologists and neurosurgeons, because they are seen with tumors, strokes, and head trauma. Think about this. Tumors, strokes, and head trauma. Indeed, anatomical loss of the frontal systems is most apparent, following trauma, exemplified by progressive atrophy of the frontal lobe, as seen in serial MRI scans over time. So are you getting this? Let me sum it up for you. The damage to the brain normally, associated with strokes, trauma, and brain tumors is also found with people who use drugs and also abuse porn. The article continues, using MRI technology, they could measure the damage or the atrophy and the shrinkage. Trying to put this in lay term, the article says this, these findings may not be surprising to either the scientist or the layperson, as most of the time this is in connection with drug use. No one is surprised that drugs do real bodily, psychological, and neurological harm, resulting in behavioral abnormalities and physical abnormalities. But next comes this sentence. Nevertheless, it was noteworthy that any addiction could produce measurable anatomical change in the brain. So where is this heading? Listen closely. Listen to me. It's not the drugs, it's the repetitive behavior that does the damage to the brain. Did you get that? Now watch what comes next in the article. Even more instructive are similar findings seen with the abuse of normal biological behavior leading to addiction and obesity. So overeating, you know, these compulsive eaters. So what's up here? Repetitive behaviors, repetitive abuses that lead to addiction, lead to brain damage, whether it's narcotics or natural things like overeating or any repetitive behavior like letting some sort of sexual obsession get out of control. Now, hear this next statement. The obesity study demonstrated multiple areas of volume loss, particularly in the frontal lobes, areas associated with judgment and control. So these repetitive behaviors, whether it's overeating, whether it's porn, whatever it is, leads to volume loss in the frontal lobes. You ever heard of a frontal lobotomy, where they would destroy your behavior or personality by damaging the frontal lobes of your brain? This is what's happening with these types of repetitive behavior. They go on to say that there is growing evidence that compulsive sexuality can indeed be addictive, and they quote a study in Germany where they found the same types of brain damage and the same types of tissue loss in the frontal lobe using pedophiles and in comparison to methamphetamine and the obesity studies. And it concludes for the first time that a sexual compulsion can cause physical anatomic change in the brain, the hallmark of a brain addiction. And where does the damage show up? It shows up in the frontal lobe with shrinkage and tissue loss there, and people find themselves increasingly unable to control the sexual behavior. Restraint is gone. The German study continues. It demonstrated abnormality in the superior frontal region, an area associated with compulsivity or restraint. Let me read the article further. In 2005, Dr. Eric Nessler wrote a landmark paper, Addiction Occurs When Pleasure-Reward Pathways Are Hijacked by Drugs Such as Cocaine or Opioids, or, get this, by natural processes essential and inherent to survival, such as food and sex. Enter porn. So what's happening is the people who do meth, food, gaming, or porn addiction physically damage neurological systems that serve as restraining systems, or as they put it, braking systems in the brain. Progressively, they lose self-control, like a stroke victim or somebody who's had blunt head force trauma. You see this in behaviors with people who progressively act out more and more. You think of the person who's cruel to animals, then cruel to people, or the peeping Tom who later engages in sexual violence. People overeat and become obese, and that's just the beginning. They become more impulsive. People dabble in porn, and eventually it takes control. And they physically damage their brains. They undergo something called personalized pleasure issues, where they can't get away from pleasuring themselves. They find it compelling. They find it necessary, essential. Now, this term shows up also in the article that I was reading on the neurology of TikTok as well. And it turns out that maximum engagement is about one thing and one thing only, personal pleasure that is repetitive on TikTok. You keep playing these mini videos over and over, going from one to the other, and it's habit forming, and it stimulates the same parts of the brains as opioids, meth, food, porn, gaming, gambling, and it does real damage over time. But today we're focusing on porn. And the sad part is, people today start earlier on porn. TikTok is relatively new. people playing with meth do it later in life, but you're seeing children as young as 7, 8, 9, and 10 begin to dabble in porn. I've said all this to say this: forewarned is forearmed. Be watchful. Be watchful of yourself and your children and your family and your friends. Take these things seriously. Nip them in the bud when and wherever possible. And remember that with any addiction, it's possible to break it. But the longer one is addicted, the more difficult the process becomes and the more permanent physical damage is done to the brain. And that's why parents should heavily, heavily, heavily regulate access to social media and technology for their children, particularly after they turn in for the night. I mean, what good thing can take place with letting your son or daughter take their smartphone to bed with them for use between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. anyway? Now you're getting into sleep disruption, but that's for another day. Well, that's it for now. Thanks for listening. Think about what you've heard. Pray about it. And if you're addicted, there's hope. What seems to be impossible for man to cure is not impossible for God. And, you know, by the way, if you're here in San Jose, we have a counseling program here that you may find helpful if you're struggling with porn. In the meantime, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this or were at least challenged by it or in some way it provoked thought. If you like what we're doing here with this podcast, please like us or share us with your friends on social media. And as I've said before, I'll say it again, drop by Apple or Spotify, whatever platform you use, and like us. Give us a 5-star rating. It enlarges our audience through the algorithm system. If you have questions, you can email me at keithcrosby@yahoo.com. Put Out of My Mind Podcast in all capital letters in the subject line. Until next time, this is Keith Crosby signing off. May God bless you and may God keep you.